Hachette Audio presents Dead Man Switch. Written by Matthew Quirk. Read by Peter Coleman. For Michael. Chapter 1. John Hayes stepped from the rear door of the 2.5-ton truck. Four gunmen covered him, their Kalashnikov rifles braced against their shoulders. He ignored them and looked to the sky. It was a good night for an execution, summer in the high alpine. The snow was soft, and the crevasses in the ice spread wide enough to make a man's body disappear. He'd spent 9 hours crammed in the back of the truck, and his legs were rubber. They had switchbacked up the valleys all night on a gravel path so narrow and pitted by old shell craters that the rear of the vehicle hung over empty space through each hairpin turn. The highest pass had been well above 14,000 feet. They were slightly lower on the southern slopes now, and Hayes felt the blood that had frozen while trickling from his nose starting to melt again. He wiped it off, a long smear on the back of his hand. "Let's go," the driver barked in Pashto, and the slanted muzzle brake of the rifle jabbed into Hayes's ribs just beside his spine. The cold burned his face as they marched him through a rolling door set in the hillside. They entered through a thick concrete portal into an underground garage. He climbed the steps, feeling the blood flush in his legs, the muscles regain their strength, the relatively rich air revive him. A steel door opened at the far end of the garage, and they walked into an open courtyard. He had expected a mud-walled hut or even a cave complex, but not this. An interior courtyard paved in marble with Moorish arches.